This year's Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race chalked up a record 4 in a row wins for Lance Mackey, but the race made headlines of another kind. For the first time in as long as anyone can remember, no dogs died on the trail. That's good news, considering last year's high of 6 dog deaths. More than 1,000 dogs started the race on March 6th. Reached by cell phone in Nome, the Iditarod's chief veterinarian, Dr. Stuart Nelson, said a 0 dog death year is a phenomenal accomplishment on everyone's part.
Everything has to come together just right. There's so many factors out there. We have 1,000 miles, 1,100 dogs, 2 weeks. You know, if you took that number of animals in any population, potentially anything could happen, you know.
He says the victory depended on everyone pulling together.
I'll tell you, when that last team crossed under the Burl Arch, and I knew that we were that close, and it happened, and I felt like it couldn't have made me happier if I'd won the gold medal in the Olympics. I'll tell you, it was a wonderful feeling.
Nelson says every year race organizers learn more. He said this year there was additional scrutiny of rookie mushers regarding their abilities on the trail.